Go ahead and start turning to Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2 in your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, grab a pew Bible. Maybe you didn't bring one tonight. Grab one of those pew Bibles because I really want you to see this, what I'm going to show you tonight. I think it's kind of neat. Luke chapter 2. And this is a familiar phrase right here. The angel... The Bible says in verse 13, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. With the angel a multitude. So there's a multitude of angels here. And notice what they're saying in verse 14. The angels are saying, glory to God in the highest. Now notice the next phrase. And on earth what?
Peace,
goodwill toward men. Now isn't that interesting? That the angels come, appear to the shepherds, Christ is born, and when they announce the birth, they say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. That's one phrase that goes together. And on earth, peace. And on earth, peace. Why did the angels say, and on earth, peace? Why did they say that? I mean, think about this. Jesus Christ was born. But peace didn't come on the earth. Think about it. When Jesus Christ was born, who was in control? What empire was in control of the earth at that time? The Roman Empire. And it was a wicked and oppressive Roman Empire. And that wicked, oppressive Roman Empire continued after Christ was born, all during Christ's earthly ministry, and after His resurrection. So the angels announce that, you know, on earth peace, but the oppressive Roman Empire continued. Think about it. Herod, King Herod, what did he do? Remember, he had all the children 2 years old and under slaughtered and killed. That doesn't sound like peace to me, Brother Bill. He had all the kids killed. So my question tonight is, and it's just a devotional thought here tonight for you, why did the angels say this? Were they mistaken? You know, did they not know what they were talking about? Did they get caught up in the moment? And oh, there's peace on earth. Why did the angels say that? And here's what I want to submit to you tonight. The reason why they said, and on earth peace, is because angels, the angels of God, they knew prophecy. They knew what prophecy said. They knew that Jesus was the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies in which God had promised to the nation of Israel a deliverer. Remember, Israel was constantly oppressed. They'd been scattered among the nations. They had been persecuted by the nations of the earth. But yet God had promised Israel that they were going to have peace, that they would have a kingdom on this earth. He told Israel, you're going to have a kingdom on this earth. It'll be a kingdom of peace. There'll be no more war, but rather you will rule and reign and you'll be a light to the Gentile nations. And the Gentile nations are going to come to Jerusalem and they're going to worship the king, and there's going to be peace over the whole earth. Israel was promised a deliverer that would bring peace. Well, the angels knew prophecy. They knew the Bible, and they knew that Jesus was the fulfillment of the prophecy of the one that was to come, deliver Israel from the oppression of the Gentile nations, and bring peace to them. I want you to take your Bible and go back to Isaiah. Okay, let's go back to the Old Testament. And I know you probably didn't come tonight expecting a Bible study, but this is all free. I'm not going to charge you for it, all right? Isaiah chapter number 9. And look at it with me. Isaiah chapter 9. And this, now we're into prophecy. This is the prophet Isaiah ministering, again, concerning the things of Israel and the things of a coming special leader, special person that's going to come. Look at verse 6, Isaiah 9, 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Notice this, though. And the what? The government is going to be upon his shoulder, And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. But notice this last name. He's going to be called the Prince of what?
Peace.
Peace. Aha. Remember when the angel said, peace on earth? Look at verse 7. Of the increase of his government and what?
Peace,
there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, notice, Christ is going to order it and he's going to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Look at Isaiah chapter 32. Go forward there. Now, I want you to notice that it was prophesied there would be a special son that would be given. He is going to bring in a government on the earth that will be characterized by what?
Peace.
Man, you guys are with me tonight. I like that. Yeah. Isaiah 32. And look with me here at verse 17. Again, this is a promise to Israel concerning a king, a deliverer. And notice he says here, verse 17, and the work of righteousness, speaking of that kingdom that's to come, the work of righteousness, when Christ comes and he brings in righteousness to the earth, the Bible says, and the work of righteousness shall be what?
Peace.
And the effect of righteousness is going to be quietness and assurance forever for Israel. Verse 18, and my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Remember Peter in Acts chapter 10 verse 36 when he's preaching to Cornelius? Peter was proclaiming what he knew up to that point. And you know what he said to Cornelius? He talked about in Acts 10:36 how that Israel, that peace, that they were promised peace by Jesus Christ. That's interesting. Israel, he said, was promised peace by Jesus Christ. Remember what Jesus taught his disciples to pray? He said he taught his Jewish disciples, remember he's ministering to Israel, what was Israel to pray? Israel was to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, where?
On earth
as it is in heaven. Is there peace in heaven? Yeah. Well, that peace, see, they were to pray that that would come to earth, that kingdom would come down to the earth. Why? Because they knew it would be a kingdom of peace. So when the angel said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Why? They knew prophecy. They knew that there was going to be a government that would come to this earth in which it would be a government of peace. The leader of this government would be called the Prince of Peace. They would dwell in quietness, in assurance. No more would Israel be oppressed by their enemies, but they would be given a kingdom of peace. But now wait a minute. Woohoo! This is where it gets good. Here's what the angels didn't know. They were operating on the knowledge they had, which was one of the prophetic scriptures. But the Bible says that there was a mystery that was hidden in God from the foundation of the world. God revealed this mystery through the Apostle Paul years after the angels made that declaration of peace on earth. And here's what God revealed to Paul. God revealed that He was going to offer peace to individuals throughout the nations, completely apart from the nation of Israel and the promises that were given to the nation of Israel. There was a mystery hidden in God. In all of Paul's epistles, you know how he starts them out to the church? You look at it sometime, look at the beginning of each of the epistles, Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, they all start out, peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, right now we're living in a time of grace in which God is offering peace to individuals in the Gentile nations and into Israel too, individuals. But He's offering peace to all the nations through the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that kingdom that's to come, that kingdom of peace on the earth, it's going to come in the future. That's going to come just as prophecy said. But what was hidden is this time of grace that we're living in today. The angels didn't even know about it because it was hidden in God from the foundation of the world. And that is God's offering peace to the world, to individuals. He's not working through nations. He's not working through Israel today. Israel's been set aside. Their program has been set aside. But that program in which they will have a government of peace, that will be fulfilled in the future. But right now, that's not what God's doing. God has set Israel aside and their program aside. And now God is working, or God is offering to individuals in the world peace. What is the basis on which God can offer peace with Himself? Because we're sinners. You know, we've sinned against God. We're at enmity with God. We're alienated from God. So on what basis can God offer us peace? Can I share with you what the answer is? God offers us peace with Him on the basis of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look with me at Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Turn there real quickly because Larry's going to be in here any minute to tell me he's ready. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. All right, look at this. I really hope I can finish this. Romans 5, 1. Therefore, being justified, that means we've been declared righteous by faith. Notice this. It says, we have peace. Notice the next two words. What? Peace with God. That's our program today. That's the mystery program. It's not peace on the earth. We can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What do I have time to do here? Why can God offer us peace with Himself? Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Go forward a few books. And that, real quickly, I'll go there. Ephesians chapter 2. And again, I know you probably didn't come expecting a Bible study tonight. You expect a light devotional, but God kind of gave me these thoughts and I wanted to share them with you. Ephesians 2, verse 14. Notice the Bible says there, for he is Christ. If you look up at verse 13, it says, now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh. We've been made near to God by the blood of Christ. Verse 14, for he is our what? Peace. Who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man. Notice this next phrase. What did he do on the cross? What was made possible through the cross? So making peace. Colossians 1:20 says that Christ has made peace through the blood of His cross. Now, the peace that is going to come to the earth that the angels proclaim, that is still going to happen in the future. It's still going to come, and it's going to come through that one who was born as a baby in Bethlehem, but who grew up and who died on the cross, shed His blood, making possible that new covenant for the nation of Israel. And based on that shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, Christ is going to return. He's going to keep that covenant with Israel that He made. He's going to bring peace to this earth, and the vehicle He's going to use will be the nation of Israel. He's going to work through them and bring peace to the earth. But that's not what He's doing today. And the angels didn't realize the mystery time period that God was going to offer. So they were speaking based on the prophetic program, which was in operation there in Luke chapter 2. But then later on, many years later, when Israel had rebelled against God, had rejected their prophetic program, rejected their deliverer, rejected their Messiah, instead of God pouring out wrath on the world, God decided to offer peace to individuals in all nations based on the cross work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That ought to get you excited. And so now you and I can... It's not just peace on the earth. No, no, no. You and I individually can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Romans 14, okay? Turn back there again, and I'm going to show you one more verse. Romans 14, and look at this. This kind of sums it all up and brings it all together. See, I was worried Brother Larry was going to come interrupt me. Now I'm worried he's not going to come because I'm running out of material. Romans 14. Look at verse 17. Brother Bill, you ready to sing? All right. Romans 14, 17. It says, for the kingdom of God... Aha, let's look at this now. Now remember, the kingdom of heaven is that kingdom that's going to come down from heaven to the earth, and there's going to be peace on the earth. But that's not what he's talking about here. We're not talking about the kingdom that's going to come from heaven. Now we're talking about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Now look up here. The kingdom that's going to come of or from heaven to the earth, when he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth," that will be meat and drink. That will be a physical, visible kingdom where we'll eat, we'll drink, and the earth will have all of those things functioning, but there'll be peace, there'll be no more war. Are you ready? Okay. There'll be no more war, there will be peace on the earth. But now look at verse 17 and we're done. It says, "For the kingdom of God," in this day and age, God's doing something different right now. It's not meat and drink. It's not anything visible and physical. But notice what the kingdom of God is today. It's righteousness, and what's the next word? Peace and joy. Notice this, not in a literal visible kingdom. He says it's righteousness, peace, and joy where? In the Holy Ghost. Where does the Holy Spirit live? In us. God has taken that kingdom that he's going to bring to the earth, and he's taken the character of that kingdom, and he's brought it to our hearts. So today, it's not peace on earth. Today, it's peace with God in our hearts through the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, I'll throw this in for free. We not only have peace with God, once we're saved, we can have the peace of God. Philippians 4, verse 7, as you live your Christian life, you can have the peace of God. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. God, I pray you'll bless this little Bible study. We'll understand why the angels spoke that, Lord. They were just simply speaking what they knew to be the prophetic program. We thank you that you will bring peace to the earth. But thank you that right now you're pouring your grace and peace out on individuals who will receive your Son as their Savior. And you're bringing peace and righteousness to our hearts in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.